The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dr. Tom Becker, President and CEO of IOFINA. IOF is the ticker there. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I vaguely recall in the midst of time speaking before, I think, but I'm getting on, so maybe my memory's misserving me. But it's good to get you back on, Tom, and you've just released your interim results, and we'll dig into that. It looks very positive, some of the metrics there. Now, before we do, Tom, for people not familiar with IOFINA, could you just give us a brief summary as to what the business is about, please?
Sure. We're a specialty chemical business with all of our operations based in the United States, and our core of what we do is based on halogen chemistry. So chloro, fluoro, iodo chemistries, we create compounds in that space. We understand and have technologies to produce valuable compounds in that space. And what other thing that makes us unique is that the most important of those halogens to us is iodine. And we are vertically integrated because we have a business sector where we actually produce iodine from plants in Oklahoma. So we are vertically integrated in the specialty chemicals that we produce and provide a number of different ones to the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And iodine in, you know, specifically, what is that generally used for then, Tom?
A lot of different applications, which makes it pretty unique. The biggest market is X-ray contrast media, so injectable drugs for CT and X-ray scans. Mm-hmm. And that is about 25% of the market, but there's a lot of other ones too. So it's in biocides and paints and coatings, pharmaceutical applications, industrial catalysis, human health. Everybody needs a little iodide in their body to make sure that their thyroid is working properly. So there's a number of different applications that iodine goes into, including LCD screens also.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, interim results for 6 months ended the 30th of June, and I can see there double-digit percentage growth, even triple-digit on one metric, so record revenue and profitability. Take us through some of the highlights here, Tom.
Yeah, for us, for the first half of the year, great first half of the year, revenues were just under $20 million, whereas last year they were just under $16 million, so a nice increase there. The biggest profitability metric that we look at is EBITDA, and we're at $3.5 million versus about $2.9 the previous year. So very happy with the top-line financials for us. And this has not only been just a one-half-year kind of trend for us. We've been profitable and moving and growing our revenues and profits for the last 4.5-5 years.
Yeah. And what's driving this, Tom? What's behind this this growth?
A number of things. First of all, one of the things that we did a number of years ago was focus on our technology. And we have technology to produce iodine. And we wanted to make sure that technology was one of the lowest cost producing technologies in the world. And we are doing that now. We focused on our operations, got our costs down. And then once we got those costs down, we really focused on growth. So not only producing the iodine, but producing the iodine at a low cost and producing more of it. By doing that, we create better profits as an organization. The other thing is that the iodine market itself is growing and expanding, and iodine prices are moving up. And all those factors are beneficial for us from a profitability and revenue standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And the iodine price, I mean, as far as its range is concerned, where is it at the moment? You say it's moving up. I mean, is it a sustainable rise? Where are we?
Yeah, so historically, iodine prices have been moving up as iodine demand moves up. And at the beginning of the year, we were seeing prices in the low to mid-30s per kilogram of iodine. By the mid-year, we were at the mid-30 kind of range, maybe just above that. And now we're actually seeing prices in the $37 to $39 per kilo range. So these are all good signs for iodine prices here moving forward. Demand is definitely the biggest driver in that. And if you look at historical trends of iodine prices, these are not out of the ordinary of where you would see them based on historical trends of how iodine prices have increased as demand's increased for iodine and iodine-based products.
Yeah. And so you're confident of, you know, continuing this sort of growth, continuing to, into H2 and beyond?
So we see item prices into the fourth quarter and into the early part of 2022 to continue to rise. There's no sign of a slowdown in the demand. And those are the major factors that we're viewing. Now, beyond that, it's going to be a little bit harder to judge that. But we look for item prices to continue to move higher.
Yeah, cool. And you mentioned a new facility there.
Yeah, so right now we have two parts of our business. We have Iofina Resources, which produces iodine, and we have Iofina Chemical, which takes the iodine and either sells it to the market, creates other iodine-based compounds, and does the other chloro and fluoro-based businesses. What we're looking to do by the end of the year is have a deal in place with a partner so that we can build another iodine-based plant in Oklahoma. And how we get our iodine is kind of unique. We get our iodine from brine water that comes up in oil and gas operations. So our raw material is a waste stream from the oil and gas business. So another aspect of what's unique about Iofina is we actually create iodine from a waste. So we feel we're an environmentally conscious organization that if we weren't around, this valuable commodity would go just down the drain and not ever be isolated.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward, are you looking to diversify your operations in any way, other products or revenue streams?
So I'm glad you mentioned diversity. You know, we feel we're diversified on a number of fronts, not only in our iodine production by having multiple plants and being able to build and get plants operated in a pretty short amount of time. The last time we did it, when we broke ground, we got a plant up and running within 6 months. But, you know, from a diversification standpoint of other products, you know, at Iofina Chemical, we produce iodide-based salts, organic-based iodides. Some of those go into pharmaceuticals, paints and coatings, animal health applications. The chloro and fluoro-based products go into other disinfectant and even semiconductor chip etching applications. So we have a strong R&D team that we're always looking to not only meet customers' needs of new products that they're looking to do, but even be at the forefront of new technologies with respect to iodine.
Okay, so you're sounding pretty confident for the prospects of the business, Tom?
Yeah, we're pretty confident in the prospects here moving forward. We position ourselves well in the market itself, and the market itself is rising. Iron market has been rising, you know, 3 to 5% per year, which is about a 1,000 metric ton type of increase per year. There was some decrease due to COVID effects, but the market has really rebounded well. So I think we're positioned very well on our iodine side to go with the flow of this continued growth and be one of the leaders in the market itself. And the fact that we have diversification with other chloro and fluoro-based products just is even a bonus for Iofina.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, Tom, well, on the front page of Vox Markets, there are 10 companies that are most followed. Next to those are big follow buttons. To get on the list, of course, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Iofina and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, sure. I guess the first is that we're a proven performer in our space. We are a technology, and we've, over the last 4 to 5 years, shown with our results that our revenues, profits, and growth are moving in the right direction. I guess the second thing is that we're in a unique market that's growing, iodine, and we're one of the lowest cost producers in that market. And we isolate our iodine in a much more environmentally friendly manner than most of the other iodine manufacturers in the world. Mm-hmm. And I guess the third thing is, while I don't like to talk about stock price a lot, is I think if you look at our stock price and our the valuation of our company versus the profitability of our company, I think we're undervalued. So I think investors are always looking for a potential company that's undervalued. And I firmly believe that Iofina is undervalued and moving forward in the right direction.
Excellent stuff. Tom, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Sounds good. Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.